Hello back to a new episode. So this episode is called Fear, written in 2015 March by Michelle on hellopoetry.com website. So I hope you enjoy it. Fear. All around me, I see endless fear. Fear of heights, sure. Fear of sculpting things. Fear of darkness. Fear of bites. Fear of brightness. Fear of fights. This is it, the fear we can't display. Because it's little, simple, understandable. But the fear I really fear, that we all let consume us, it's deeper, darker, cold. It's the fear of friendship, fear of love, fear of what ahead of us, but even more of what is it behind us. If we see what really beyond, the faces we all fake, fear of inallable, fear of what we know, fear of speaking up or for, fear of conforming of something more, fear to test the limits, fear to taste the truth, fear of what's uncomfortable, rather than the destruction of comfort, fear of what to do, fear of striving for perfection. What perfection is so inevitable. Fear of to leave that has been known, fear of what has been done, fear to see past fabrication, fear to show the truth. I'm talking fear of emotion, or fear of not feeling enough, fear of silence, but worse, the fear of candid words, fear to look someone in the eye and say I know you and I care for you. Fear to let someone see the darkness that comes with your light. Fear of arriving through its time someone did. Fear of doing what you want and know because of what someone told you you should. Fear of being who you are. Because every day everyone is telling you what to do and how to be. And what is acceptable and what is not. I'm talking fear of having an opinion. Because someone will shut it down. Fear of defense, or service, or selflessness, because someone won't approve. Fear to expect, because of fear of acceptance. Fear to truly love someone, because it's risky, and you never know what someone else really feels. I cry for the fear of every person who can't be who they are and who I can't let people see them in their entirety. Because after all, everyone urges and pursues and demons and values and ideologies and expects, you don't even know yourself. Because you have been too busy with trying to be so many different someone else's. I ache for this relating sphere. I mourn the stringency of the condition of the human soul who is so afraid to let go of fear and be somebody, to do something or say something or simply believe that the only thing they truly trust is the familiarity of fear itself. That's why fear is frightening. That's why we should be afraid of fear, because it stops us, cages us, bores behind the faces we display and muffles the word of all hearts. I see these things and wonder, what can they change? What can this need to fear be erased from the human condition? And I realize it's because everyone is afraid. And I'm so afraid too.